You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful Monday in a Motor City. Good to have everybody with us. We got a loaded show for you, a little punch and counterpunch, Pistons edition, some U.S. Open discussion, and yes, I'll offer you a reason why, no, I'm not upset that the Tigers weren't involved with Rafael Devers, but we have a lot to do. Rico, what's going on?
Falling for that rake. Go ahead.
No. I know. I was going to say don't care and hit it with a chair. You're right. All right, let's do this. So let's start with the U.S. Open. We'll get to the Pistons at three because I do think notice has been served in the East. But U.S. Open,
yeah.
I just have a question. I don't golf. I don't golf because I would look like Rory McIlroy, except I wouldn't have caught the club and it probably would have hit me in the nuts on the rebound. I would have been cursing. I would have been. I just. The U.S. Open looked like, and always looks like, no fun. The U.S. Open is intentionally difficult. The greens are like dance floors. The rough is like a jungle. I mean, there was quicksand on the course. What was that with Sam Burns? Look.
The one that got me was just like earlier in the week, the guys in a row with the lawnmower, the manual
lawnmowers.
Like, why don't they just, Evan's like, they can't do regular lawnmowers. They have to do the push lawnmowers.
That's a golf thing.
That's
a nose in the air thing.
I know.
But here's my question for all of you, and hopefully a lot of the dads out there, maybe you got a round of golfing this weekend. Do you like seeing your pros look like Jeff Rieger? That's basically like I watch this, the U.S. Open, and I imagine, look, Rieger would shoot 200 on that course. I'm saying the pros not being able to break even, not being able to look like they're good at what they do, even though the only reason they're around even or a shot or two over is because they're the best in the world. Do you like seeing your pros look like schmoes?
No.
You don't?
I don't. Regardless of the sport, Mike, it's think of the basketball game where all of a sudden neither team can hit a shot or no one can make a free throw and you're looking at first team to 80 will win the game. That's a bad game. So no, there are certain levels that you just expect these golfers to be so elite. And yeah, when it's humbling, and I guess that course is a humbling course. It's supposed to make you look bad, and it did its job, because to me, aside from what the 64-foot putt, other than that, it was just like, you want to see greatness, because these are the best golfers in the world. So you want to see some things like, wow, okay, average person can't do this. Not, you know, Jeff Rieger out there. Hey, buddy.
Well, that's what I want to know. Look, 248-539-9797. Look, we've had similar complaints, like here at DGC with the Rocket Classic. It's too easy. Guys are shooting 24 under. There's really not a lot of drama to that.
No challenge.
Everything's a bogey. I mean, everything's a birdie. This course, I don't know how you play it. I mean, I don't know how you play well on this, whether you read about it or whether you watched it. I mean, they manipulate the course to where, oh, yeah, you can hit it into the fairway. One problem. The ball's got a remote control for the jungle. You can put it on the green. Doesn't matter. It's going to roll off a cliff. That's before you get into the weather issues. I would like to know.
I mean, it just looks like a course that I guess you just want to, it sounds bad, you just want to play it safe. You just want to not do too much and just leave yourself the best chance and hope that everybody around you falls off a cliff.
How often, you know, this would be a question for the golfers, is how often do you play a course you know you're not good enough to play, but you play it anyways? See, I don't understand. I understand, well, it's a challenge.
I was about to say, it's the challenge factor.
A challenge is playing one-on-one against somebody who's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a challenge if you take on Scottie Scheffler. That's not a challenge. It's a mercy killing. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking.
But the course is the person. The course is the challenge. I conquered this course.
You know, no one's conquering that.
I know. But so you want to be that person that does it. And like, I broke even.
But David, you have a different opinion. See, Rico doesn't like seeing the pros humanized. You do. You feel like that makes it relatable somehow?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I'm a person that does not play golf, and I wonder sometimes, should I get started? And then I watch the U.S. Open, and it makes me feel, I should get started because I can do just what they're doing right there. We had Sam Burns yesterday who hit it in the rough, then hit it in the sand, then hit it back in the rough, couldn't get out. It was just bad, and he was so frustrated. I was like, I can do that. That makes me feel good. As someone that doesn't golf, I can do what he does. But in reality, you guys are right. They're there because they're professionals. That's why they're at even steal. That's why they're at plus one steal, because they're professionals. It just makes me feel good.
I get the understanding that it makes you feel good. It makes you feel relatable. But, David, it's just when you hit a certain level, I expect the best, and I want to see the best. I want to see things that the average person can't do. It's easy to see the things that people can do. That's, a step down. That's, minor league baseball. That's college hoops. That's, high school football type of thing. I want to see something that you're like, wow.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that is it inspires you to try to be at that level and hope that one day you can be that.
Why would I want to see someone do a reverse dunk? And I'm unathletic. I can't do that. I want to see something that I can possibly do.
Then watch the
WNBA.
That's
what I can do with the U.S.
Open.
That's
why you like the WNBA.
Stop it.
248-539-9797. I want to hear about the U.S. Open a little bit. We'll get to the Pistons at 3. Do you appreciate what you watched where you go, look, these are the best in the world, and they're brought to their knees? Or is it the equivalent of a 3-0 football game in a monsoon? This is just not good. This is bad.
That Steelers-Lions game, where it was just like raining so bad. I think it ended up in a tie. Like, this was a waste of time.
David Early returns on the ticket text, if you would. And again, I'm fine with both sides of this. I don't think you're a ding-dong if you liked watching them duff it around the course because it made you feel like you. The difference would be you would have shot a 200. I mean, if you'd like for Rieger to think he could go out there and only be 30 over, he's on crack. He would have been 100 over.
I know, but the story. No, seriously, I would have. All I would have needed. Okay, Jeff.
Crack.
Rico, the pros never struggle besides the U.S. Open. So I love seeing them struggle. It makes me feel good shooting in the 90s all the time. That is Ryan at work. It's only one time a year that the pro golfers face a course like that, which makes the U.S. Open unique. I enjoy watching it every June. Watching pros finish a round, even par once in a while, is completely fine. Seeing every winner finish 20 under par every time gets boring.
Though that's the argument about the Rocket. there's really no drama. Everybody is just rifling that course. They're killing it. It's right. too easy.
You sign up and you automatically 10 over or 10 under. There you go.
Yes, it's fun to see them struggle sometimes. It's a hard course for a reason. Love it every June. Good, high-quality golf is super boring. Bad golf, like we saw this weekend, is unbearable to watch, though. Hate it, hate it, hate it.
So that's just somebody that just wasn't happy.
Sounds like it. Didn't have a great Father's Day. Wouldn't like watching every tournament be extremely difficult, but I do love the U.S. Open having these tournaments where players look like they want to quit playing midway through the round. It's refreshing.
The refreshing part is it's a reminder of why I refuse to take up the sport. That does not look like fun. I understand. Daylight today. Oh, if you have a Monday off today and you're golfing, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time unless you're playing. That is, if you're out there playing terrible, I don't know how you have fun. I'm just not wired that way. But man, whether it's Rory. Now see, the Rory thing, he actually made it look cool. Where he threw the club at the bag, but it bounced back at him and like some John Wick, he catches the club. Yeah, I would have caught the club with my chandelier. I would have been on the ground, Nick Lidstrom, ruptured nut. Like that, I mean, he caught it and I'm like, no. Huh? You or I? Dead.
Which tells me that it's probably wasn't the first time he's done that before, or he was just very lucky.
I don't know how you play golf at a competitive level and have never done that. I'm not telling you it's the best idea. I'm not telling you it should be every time you play. But if you've never had that type of emotional response, I don't know, man. I question the competitive spirit, honestly. I used to love Tiger Woods when he did curse.
Oh.
Remember when they had to start moving the boom mics or tell them to settle down? No, I like that. That's great. Means you care.
You would.
I love that.
You would.
I love it in NBA games when the boom mic picks up some of the nasty bits. That's great. It tells me you care. 248-539-9797. So we'll get it started. We'll get to the phones. U.S. Open. Did you enjoy seeing the pros brought to their knees? Or did you wish they got to flex their muscles a little bit more? 3 o'clock. I think the Pistons took a punch to the jaw. Now it's up to Trajan to counterpunch. I'll explain at 3. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.